Let's look at the usage of our homes for ministry. In order to use the home as a place for ministry, it must first be a home and not just a house. Home is where people accept you for what you are. They want you to be there and seek ways to build you up in love and care. Hospitality is merely extending the boundary of our home to others. The dictionary defines hospitality as the practice of entertaining friends or strangers with liberality and kindness, being kind and attentive to strangers and friends. In order to show liberality and kindness to others, these characteristics must be present in ourselves. We can begin to realize this as we look at our own responses in the home. There's a story told about a young widow who loved God and worshiped Him faithfully day by day. One night, Michael the archangel came to her in a dream and told her that she was going to be visited by him the very next day. She was so excited, she arose early to clean and get all things in order. Just before 12, a knock came at the door, and she thought, surely it must be him. But she was disappointed to find it was only a small orphan child begging bread on such a cold winter day. Come in quickly, and I'll feed you a bit. But you must hurry and be on your way, for I'm expecting a special visitor today. Afternoon came, and almost eventide, when another knock was heard. She flew to the door and found it to be an old woman carrying sticks. The burden was heavy, and she was bowed beneath the load. The widow sighed, "Please come in and warm yourself for a while." They finished their chat, and the woman was on her way. The widow was so disappointed as she retired for bed, wondering why the angel didn't come her way. As she lay on the pillow that night, she heard a still, small voice say, "I was in the child's heart as you fed him bread, and in the old woman's face as you comfortably led. To the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me." Matthew 25:40. Many have entertained angels unaware. Have you thought much about what your home says to others? Proverbs 14:1 says that a wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her hands. Are you constantly seeking to make your house a home and building it? Or are you tearing it down by untidiness and critical comments about members of your home and selfishness? Fellows, that's a good question to ask not only of the wives, but also to ask of ourselves. Are we tearing our homes down by critical attitude, by untidiness, and just by selfishness? One way in which we can build our home is to have it a prepared place for those coming home from a hard day at school or work. You know, our Father in heaven is preparing a place for you, it says in John 14:2. Since we tend to see earthly things in the spiritual realm, would your family like going to heaven if they knew they would have a heavenly home like their own home on earth? Or how about you? Would you like to have a heavenly home like your earthly home? Well, fellows, the responsibility is really yours. The man who leads the band must face the music. If your home is not that which you'd like for it to be, then it's time that you began taking steps in the direction to change it. Another way to build your home is to evaluate your own attitude. Because you see, hospitality is not just great meals, entertaining often, or even a clean house. Real hospitality is a heart warmth that welcomes a person into our lives.